Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
And this is Lee Maribel, along with Tim Chapman. We're filling in for Griff while he's on sabbatical. It's a hard word to say. Sabbatical. I always had trouble on the radio with the word. Are you ready for this? Holiday. I don't know why.
It sounds good now.
Oh, thank you. But I have to really, you know, really make an effort to do it. We welcome Jeremy Walton of the B-Stock Sourcing Network, B-Stock Solutions. It's a revolutionary new way of sourcing liquidation merchandise. Welcome, Jeremy. Tell us what kind of products the B-Stock Sourcing Network offers.
Hi, how's it going? Great question. So what we do is we help eBay sellers and small businesses source inventory. So we have, you know, basically you name it, we've got it. If you picture, you know, walking down a mall or in a big box retailer, our catalog is just as diverse. We have big screen TVs, cell phones, designer handbags and power tools. So it's really, you know, a great place to look for opportunistic buys.
So do they have to buy big, gigantic boxes, or do you have small ones too, or onesies? How do you offer them?
Yeah, typically it's going to be in bulk, so we're looking at quantities here, but that doesn't have to be intimidating. Obviously, we have, you know, large truckloads and multi-truckloads sort of auctions, but we also have single pallet auctions, even UPS size boxes. So it's, you know, it's what you're comfortable with. So if you're looking to source a, you know, 250 televisions, we've got that. But if you're also thinking, hey, you know, I don't know if I can get that deep into any single product, you can look for smaller, you know, 10 to 20 unit size auctions also.
So, Jeremy, now tell me, do we bid on this? If I wanted to buy one of these boxes or a pallet, how do I go about doing that?
Yeah, it's an auction based platform, so it really is. You know, there are no reserves, so whatever you see the current bid at is what it will sell for if the auction closed now. So it's you just log in like you would to eBay, and like an eBay buyer would bid on an eBay auction. It's very similar, basically the same thing. We kind of style ourselves almost like a business-to-business version of eBay.
Now, is eBay your main source of customers for this?
I wouldn't say that it's our exclusive source or even our main source. Our buyer base is very diverse, so we have a lot of online retailers, you know, some of the other large marketplaces like Amazon have a lot of sellers that source inventory through us, but we have a very good portion of our buyers are eBay sellers and top-rated sellers.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now, are the items that are new and used, or how does that work like that? I mean, are they sometimes they broken? Are they not broken? As a seller.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have new inventory, overstock type of inventory. If you think of you know, maybe overstock from a major retailer, something that they just, you know, had too much of.
So in this case, it's brand new in the package. Okay.
Exactly.
So should eBay sellers be worried about purchasing? Are any of these returned?
So we do have a return section also. So, I mean, if you look on our site, if you go to bstock.com, we have a detailed list of conditions and categories that you can shop through. And if you're comfortable, you know, if you're only willing to buy new inventory, you can shop exclusively new inventory. But if you're willing to look for a really opportunistic buy, sometimes the best deals are to be had in the customer returns category. Because, yes, there could be some damaged inventory in there, but there could also be some great gems. And so, I always encourage, you know, buyers to go after customer returns, do it carefully and in an educated manner with both eyes open. But you can really find some great deals where you're able to flip it for really good margins, you know, margins that make, make sense selling on eBay.
So it makes sense for an eBay seller who may not be too sure about it to go small. And you guys, you guys have some of those too. You can buy a small box of items.
Exactly. We encourage everybody to do what they're comfortable with. And sometimes it takes a little bit to get your feet wet and get used to the process and get used to buying customer returns. There's a stigma about customer returns, I think, where, people think that, if you're buying customer returns, you're going to the back alley to do business with some guy named Tony selling inventory out of his trunk.
Some guy named Large Lewis.
The back alley. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, right?
Got it.
Yeah.
And you're going to end up with 8 out of 10 of the boxes are going to be full of sawdust or something. That is not the case here. And the reason being is we're cutting out Tony, right? We're cutting out the middleman. We're trying to get you directly connected with major retailers. You know, people like the Home Depot or Walmart or Sears, they're clients of ours who are liquidating their inventory directly to you. They're not going through anybody else. We don't even take title or warehouse the inventory. We're like eBay. We're just providing a platform for them to sell that inventory.
So what do you mean by client marketplaces?
Client marketplaces. So if you went to bstock.com,
which is where I am,
if you click on marketplaces, it'll have a list of all of our clients that many of them have their own private branded site that we help manage, and you'll have to log in and go in there.
I see.
And source inventory directly from them.
So where do you get your inventory?
So from Bstock, as Bstock?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question, too. It's kind of like asking eBay, where do they get their inventory, right? You guys don't have, truckloads of iPhones, right?
No. eBay sells nothing.
I used to work at eBay, so I know how that is. It's, it's a great little campus there, but no warehouse, no.
Yeah, because they don't sell anything.
They don't compete against us.
Right. So that's how we are. We don't compete against our sellers. We don't have our own inventory or anything like that. We're really a technology solution and providing the platform for the marketplace and really just trying to facilitate transactions between buyers and sellers. And our sellers just happen to be folks like Walmart or the Home Depot.
I get
and
it.
Other,
so
and major manufacturers also.
I see Home Depot. I see Walmart, Wayfair, which is very popular right now. Sears.
Right.
Sears, that's big. Rockport. Let me see what else. GameStop wholesale. So there are a lot of things on here. And of course we call, the A word. They're on here too.
Right.
Danby, Costco. And then I see Bstock Wireless.
That's a large wireless network that we don't like to say the name of. For an agreement purposes, we're not using their name directly on the site, but you could probably through the process of deduction figure out who they are.
I get it.
Jeremy, it sounds like for people like I have more product than I can sell right now, but it sounds like for people that don't have that, it sounds like especially the stuff that's returned, because that's the stuff on eBay. The people on eBay, they don't care about the package. They want the item, and they want it to work, and they want a deal. So it sounds like you're able to offer it a deal and then move it forward and then send it to these people, like I say, in the middle of nowhere, but not really nowhere. But, I mean, it sounds like that's where you guys are coming from.
Right, yeah. And again, if they want to source new inventory also, we've got that as well. So it really is very uniquely suited to serve as eBay sellers.
So what sets Bstock apart from other liquidation companies?
That's a great question. So there are other liquidation companies out there, and I think maybe what makes us a little bit unique is that we are just facilitating transactions. We're really trying to get as out of the way as possible between you and the source of the inventory. So we're really just trying to directly connect you with major manufacturers and retailers. So I think that would be the biggest thing, is that we're not taking inventory, we're not taking title of it, we're not cherry picking the load, we're not going through and making sure only the good items are kept out of this customer returns load, so we'll sell that in another thing. I mean, we're really just relying on our clients, who again are like Fortune 500 manufacturers and retailers, and and relying on them to put the listings up and sell it directly to you. So I think that would be the biggest difference between us and any of the big names out there, who also do a great job, but it's just a little bit different.
Oh, you're too nice. So eBay Open 2016, yay!
Yeah.
Did you guys enjoy being there?
Oh, I loved it. I've still got my I've got my eBay socks on today.
Good for you.
Did you guys go to that bowling party?
Oh my God, it was fantastic.
It was awesome.
Did you bowl?
Oh, I probably bowled more that night than I ever have in my life.
Because Tim got 175.
I got a 175.
He bowled a 175. Yeah, way.
And I'm a straight down bowler. I just bowl straight line. I got 175.
That's how I am.
Yeah,
but
no.
I didn't get a 175. I was a lot lower than that. So,
so nice. Well, we certainly hope that we will be hearing and seeing more from you, as I know we're going to, by the way, during the next year here on eBay Radio. And we hope we see you back at eBay Open 2017, if they have one next year. I hope they do.
Yeah, we'd love to be there.
Okay, and we'd love to tell the eBay Radio audience more about you as we go through the year, and we certainly will. Anything you want to say very quickly? We've got about 30 seconds.
You know, I just love eBay. Like I said, I used to work there. I came to Beestock about 4 years ago. And I just love what eBay does for small businesses. I used to be a small business owner. I'm a seller on eBay. And I just love how you guys empower the little guy to get ahead and build a wealthy business that that they can continue to grow. So
amen.
Well said to that one.
Jeremy Walden, Beestock Solutions, thank you so much for being with us. This segment was sponsored by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. Up next, meet up with the eBay that started it all. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smouse of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used eBay messages, so we had more than one Gmail address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit ReplyManager.com.
You've heard sourcing products from China can be profitable, and you've thought of giving it a try. Sourcing products from a made-in-China wholesale website means lots of research, and you still can't be sure those products or manufacturers are really worthwhile, and you're not about to fly to Beijing. It's such a crapshoot. Luckily, now there's a better way. Visit Douba.com. You see, Douba takes the hassle out of sourcing products from China. They've already done the legwork, so you don't have to. Douba's lined up an exclusive and verified list of reputable manufacturers offering high-quality products, and they're adding more all the time. So quit brushing up on your Cantonese and put off purchasing those tickets to Beijing. With Douba, you can source profitable made-in-China merchandise that has already been vetted. For a 7-day free trial, go to Douba.com. That's D-O-B-A, Douba.com, D-O-B-A, Douba.com.
Shipping can be complicated. Make it simple with ShipStation. ShipStation is customizable so you can automate your shipping process just the way you like it. Nearly every single shipping task and decision, from choosing a carrier and service to importing and processing orders, can be set up to work automagically. Brand labels with your logo. Even tailor notification emails to suit your business. So every aspect of your customer's order experience has your personal touch. ShipStation works right from the cloud and integrates directly with eBay. You can batch print multiple labels for USPS, UPS, FedEx, DHL, and other services, all at the same time. There's even a mobile app that lets you print shipping labels from anywhere. If you're eligible for discounts from UPS, FedEx, or somebody else, ShipStation will pull them in. Plus, you get an awesome discount on USPS rates just for using ShipStation. Try it free for 30 days at ShipStation.com.